Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And of course, the sermons and the lessons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're having another go at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. There's tons in this short little verse. It reads, "Therefore, holy brothers, who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess." Today I want to focus on the idea of holy brothers, and I'm sure he's really also referring to holy sisters, of course. We're just following a convention of the time when he talks about only about brothers, but we can be sure that the sisters are equally holy. So brothers, why does he talk about holy brothers here? Well, brothers is a common concept in the book of Hebrews. In chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. He says, "I will declare your name to my brothers in the presence of the congregation. I will sing your praises." So we have brothers. We are brothers with and sisters with Jesus. Hebrews 2:17. "For this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way." So he shared in our humanity. Hebrews 10:19, the writer says, "Therefore, brothers," and I think he's including sisters, "since we have confidence to enter the most holy place." And chapter 13 of Hebrews, "Brothers, I urge you to bear with my word of exhortation." So there's an emphasis on being brothers. There's an emphasis on being family, the ones who belong to God, but not just brothers, but he says in verse 1 of chapter 3, holy brothers. So what is the significance of that? Well, perhaps the emphasis is on holy here because we really are called to live up to the state that's been so hard won for us by Jesus. I mean, he won our status. He became like us, like his brothers, so that we could become like him in our relationship with God, to enjoy the relationship with God that he already has. So we're not just brothers and sisters, we are holy brothers and sisters. I feel like the writer is leaning on the word holy here, emphasizing it. It's there to designate that these people belong as God's people just as much as did the Israelites. And of course, he's writing to Jewish Christians who may have felt that they were now second-class citizens in a way. They're no longer people of Abraham in some sense. They are now no longer welcome in the synagogue. And so perhaps they are not as special as the Israelites, and not as special as the people that they have left to become Christians. They look back on all the promises to Abraham, to Moses, the giver of the law, who we'll talk more about in chapter 3 here. And they think, maybe, no, we don't have the same security with God. We don't have the same promises with God. We are not as special. And yet, the writer says, no. You are brothers. You are holy brothers. You share in the heavenly calling. You really are special to God, just as much as anyone else that God has called. This means that if you belong to Jesus in the present, you really are God's holy ones, a title that would before this time have been reserved for Jews. It was very strict in their adherence to the law of Moses, or perhaps even for the angels, who of course were called holy and heavenly beings. But no, now you have a place in the heavenly realms, and you share in it, and you are holy before God. Now that is an incredible gift. That is an incredible privilege. And as we reflect on our calling, that we're sharing in the heavenly calling, and as we reflect on the holiness that's been donated to us because of what Jesus did, then we realize how precious we are to God, that he would be willing to go to the extent of the death of Jesus so that we could share in this. Well, if that doesn't help us to be grateful, and if that doesn't help us to have a good quiet time, I don't know what will. Perhaps that's good to think about and reflect about today, at some point today, that you share in the holiness that's been donated to Jesus, it is Jesus's, and is now donated to you. Well, next time we shall go on to look at another aspect of these thoughts. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, nwlcc.org. To email me, it's malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And to give us a review on iTunes, it's MCCX in podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day. And God bless.